श्रीमद्भागवतम की निथाई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः गोविंदाय नमो नमः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये हरे कृष्णा वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू श्रीमद् भागवतम ऑन 6th ऑफ सितंबर ऑन श्रावण शुद्ध सप्तमी हरि बोल तो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम यस श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 1 श्लोक नंबर 16 विच इज नॉट हियर सो ओनली आई विल रीड एंड यू विल हियर इफ पॉसिबल यू कैन रिपीट वासुदेव कथा प्रश्न पुरुषां स्त्रीं पुनातिहि वक्तारं प्रच्छकं श्रोत्रुं तत्पादसलीलं यथा वेरी नाइस वेरी वंडरफुल वासुदेव कथा प्रश्न क्वेश्चंस अबाउट द पास्ट टाइम्स एंड कैरेक्टर्स अबाउट वासुदेव कृष्ण पुरुषान पर्सन्स ट्रिन थ्री पुनाति प्यूरिफाई He indeed, Vaktaram, the speaker, such as Sukadev Goswami, Prachakam, and as an inquisitive hearer like Maharaj Parikshit. Prachakam means Maharaj Parikshit, the audience. Stotran, and between them, the listeners hearing about the topics. Strotrum means those who are also in the audience, along with Parikshit Maharaj. Tatpada salilam yatha, exactly as the entire world is purified by Ganga water emanating from the toe of Lord Vishnu. Salilam meaning Ganga water. Translation, the Ganges, the Ganga emanating from the toe of Lord Vishnu purifies the three worlds. The upper, the middle, and the lower planetary systems. Similarly, when one asks questions about the pastimes and characteristics of Lord Vasudev Krishna, three varieties of people get purified. The speaker or the preacher, those who are inquiring or putting questions, and the people in general who listen. Hare Krishna. Purport, it is said, Tasmad Gurun Prapadyeta Jidnyasu Shreya Uttamam. Bhagavatam 11th canto 3rd chapter 21st verse. Those interested in understanding the transcendental subject matters as the goal of life must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta. One must surrender to such a guru who can give such information about Krishna. Herein Maharaj Parikshit has surrendered to the right personality, Shukadev Goswami, for the enlightenment in Vasudeva Katha. Vasudev is the original personality of Godhead, who has unlimited spiritual activities. Srimad Bhagavatam is a record of such activities, and Bhagavad Gita is the record of Vasudev speaking personally. So Bhagavatam is about Krishna and Bhagavad Gita is what Krishna is speaking. Therefore, since Krishna consciousness movement is full of Vasudeva Katha, anyone who hears, anyone who joins the movement, and anyone who preaches will be purified. Hari Bol. How many of you want to get purified? Very nice. I also want to get purified. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, wish you all very happy Janmashtami in advance. And let us all meditate how to prepare for our purification on occasion of Janmashtami. So, Hare Krishna. So, in this verse it is mentioned that Mother Ganga, who comes from the toe of Vishnu, purifies the three worlds, upper world, middle world and the lower world, lower planetary systems, upper planetary systems and middle, our earthly planetary system also. So similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam here, Shukadeva Goswami is mentioning that the katha of the Lord, the story of the Lord or the pastimes of the Lord, the description of the glories of the Lord, His activities, His gunas, His qualities, purifies three kinds of people. And fortunately, we are one of them. One who speaks or preaches, one who is inquiring about it or putting question, putting queries, jigyasa. And the third category of people is, in general, whoever is listening. And today's world, in previous days, those who will come and sit in here, they would get benefited. But in today's world, all of those who are in the internet, on YouTube, on Facebook, everybody is getting purified. And that too, once spoken, it's not only once, but you can go on hearing again and again with the use of technology and keep on getting purified. That is the advantage. So there is some flaw and there is a lot of advantage which we should take. So therefore, it is not everybody's opportunity that everybody can preach. But in principle, everybody can preach. Even 1 year old Saraswati, you know Saraswati? She was the daughter of Shamsundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji. And she was 1 year old when there was a festival at Cross Maidan. And she was standing at one corner and she was told to speak one line. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. What she said? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she was just repeating this sentiment to everybody, whoever is around. And so many people got inspired and enthused, you know, from within, to see a small girl talking so beautifully. So whatever small children like you do is very inspiring to everybody. You are putting tilak, you are putting dhoti kurta, you are playing mridang, somebody is playing mridang here, kartal, you dance together, you chant shlokas together, you speak sometimes as an elocution competition about Krishna. Anybody who is in the audience watching you will become very, very inspired. So So please keep it up. Don't ever stop putting tilak. Don't stop putting dhoti kurta. Don't stop making nice plait of the hair. Don't stop chanting Hare Krishna. Because whatever you do, a little also, it is not going to only benefit you, but it will benefit everybody in the world. So one is one who is preaching. There are two kinds of preaching. One is by behavior. Another is by word. What is mentioned here is mainly about word, about talking, about Krishna's glories. One most important point is second category of people are those who are asking questions. What is mentioned here? The word Vasudeva Katha Prashnaha. Questions pertaining the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are so many questions that human beings are asking in the material world. When will money come? When will car come? When will house come? When will I get cured of my disease? When will I get my sister? Or when will I get a son or daughter? So many questions. Enjoyment. But all these questions are useless because they entangle us in birth and death, repeated cycles eternally. So what questions are relevant are only questions which are connected to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we ask questions, or when we are fortunate enough to ask questions like that, that is the beginning of success of life. Shukadev Goswami is repeatedly congratulating Parikshit Maharaj in the course of Bhagavatam again and again after some intervals of time. Congratulations, congratulations. You are still asking questions. You are still asking questions. Why is saying still asking questions? Because he was fasting, he was not sleeping, he was not eating, he was not taking a break for relieving himself, comforting himself. Continuous. Anybody knows how many hours? Bhagavatam class lasted for dash dash number of hours. Yes, please tell me how many hours that wonderful Bhagavatam class between Shukadeva and Parikshit Maharaj continued. 168 hours, 24/7. 168 hours continuously, without stop, without break, without lunch, without breakfast, without laddus, without toilet, without taking bath, nothing. Day and night. And again in between, Parikshit Maharaj is asking the questions. So sometimes it must be one day, sometimes it must be 2 days, sometimes it must be 3 days. And it was 3.5 days at point of which 10th canto began. Krishna's pastimes began. So 9 cantos were described in 3.5 days. And next, around 2 days, 10th canto was described. And almost half a day was described, he described 11th and 10th canto. I mean, it's approximate. But one thing we know, 3.5 days for 9 cantos. After 3.5 days of no food, no drink, no sleep, no rest, no break, nothing. We don't even hear that Shukadev Maharaj stood up for a few minutes and released his legs, and Parikshit Maharaj also stood up and did some exercise and deep breathing, and again he sat down. No, they just sat in one position. And even in that situation, when the 10th canto was about to begin, Parikshit Maharaj is asking questions more eagerly than before, because the real subject of Bhagavatam was about to begin, for which 3.5 days preparatory work was done. Like we in surgery, we do preoperative work. Lot of investigation, fitness, this and that. And finally, anesthesia. Then the surgery begins. So like that, 9 cantos simply to prepare oneself. And even, you may say, what is this, Maharaj? Such an important subject you are starting after 3.5 days. I'm already half dead. How will I able to be assimilating and understanding what you are saying? But lo and behold, he was not only not tired, but he was very alert, very much awake, and more enthusiastic. Was finally the topic that was supposed to be heard was beginning at last. So he was at the peak of his enthusiasm, eagerness, alertness. So All of us have to understand, Radhanath Maharaj explains, if you are very thirsty, have you been ever very, 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 very thirsty? Some of you? Very thirsty means really madly thirsty. Even if you are given rasgulla, you will not have it. You just want to drink water. So he explains that somebody is very thirsty and somebody gives him a Mercedes car. Somebody gives him a bungalow. Somebody gives him nice clothes, costly ornaments, or a plate full of prasadam. He will reject everything just to get some water to quench his thirst. So specific is thirst that it only demands water. Even if you give milk, you cannot drink, actually speaking, because if you drink milk when you are thirsty, you will remain thirsty and you will get more thirsty because it is thick. You can't drink salt water also, even if it is water. It will create further multiplication of thirst. So what you need is only water. Water and water. Nothing else. Nothing else can come in between the thirst and the satisfaction of the thirst. So that was the qualification of Parikshit Maharaj. To be able to listen from Shukdev, because he had that thirst. That thirst is defined as eagerness, lavlyam. Rupa Goswami explains as the price of being able to hear. And it's not only able to hear, the lavlyam is the situation or the attitude which helps you to understand, assimilate, digest and bring it to action level. And how do we get that eagerness? Because eagerness is important. Suppose somebody is full. Have you come across a situation where you are full already, the abdomen? And after you are full with all the thing what you ate, simple food, somebody brings you a full plate of Madan Mohanji Mahaprasad, which you always wanted to have in life. And you are not getting only pieces. But one full plate is brought to you when you are fully full in your stomach. Will you eat it? No, you can't just eat it. You can eat it, appreciate it, digest it, relish it, only when you are hungry and your stomach is empty. So what you have is not important. How much eager you are to have that decides how much you will be able to accept it and relish it. So things are everywhere in the world. But are you ready to accept it with eagerness? Like mobile waves are everywhere. Unless you have a unit with connectivity, you are not able to receive. Similarly, the food is available, but you can only relish it, digest it, benefit from it only when you are hungry. So, Shukdev Goswami explains. Shushrusho Shraddhadhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi Syan Mahasevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishevanat. Shushrusho Shraddhadhanasya. With great faith, when we do Shushrusha is a very high level word. It is much, much beyond serving, it's really serving with heart, serving with humility, serving with devotion, serving with care, concern. That is called Shushrusha. It's generally used word for medical care, it's called Shushrusha. Because the patient is in pain and the nurse is doing seva and the doctor is doing seva, all with concern, affection, understanding, depth, everything. Shushrusho Shraddhadhanasya, when with such care we serve Vaishnavas. And only serving is not important. Pleasure of the person whom you are serving is also important. Why your service, however concerned it is, however dedicated, however humility, everything is there, care, concern, everything is there, hard work is there, attention is there. If by that the person whom you are serving is not getting pleased, then also it is not useful. Yes, it will be recorded, but the result will not be achieved. So when you please the person whom you are serving, then Vasudeva Katharuchi. Then by that activity, which we feel unconnected actually. What is there if I serve somebody who is a Vaishnava? How I will develop taste? No, that is the circuit which Krishna has created. That is the proper, subtle, inconceivable circuit that Krishna has created. He has decided, if you do this, I will give you this. Although appearing to be unconnected, but it is connected because there is devotees. So when we please devotees, then automatically the taste develops. When the taste develops, then only you will be able to relish, understand and benefit from the Krishna Leela in the form of getting purified and developing love for the Lord. Because we are not here to hear Krishna's pastimes as entertainment. Please remove this thought, if at all, in your mind. Oh, it is so wonderful, it is so funny. We make feel like laughing when Krishna is stealing butter, or he is playing, he is doing cheating to all the gopis and Gwalbal, and they are playing in the forest and pulling each other's shikhas and throwing the boxes. It's so funny and so entertaining. And so I was not in a good mood, but I am now in good mood. I have come in good mood now. It acted as psychotherapy for me, antidepressant for me. Yes, it is antidepressant, it is entertaining, it is manoranjak, it is uplifting emotionally, but that is not the purpose of Krishna Leela. It is byproduct, you know. Sala, okay, fine. They are coming. But the main purpose of Krishna Leela is to purify our soul, to get connected with the Lord in love, develop love for Him, affection for Him, for His name, to chant His name, to serve Him, to serve His devotees. That is the result of hearing Krishna Leela. And if you simply go on attending, years after years, days after days, 7 days at a time, you keep on hearing, and then immediately go and watch television serial at the night. Why? Because there is no eagerness, there is no Vasudeva, there is no Syan Mahatsevya, there is no Vaishnava Seva. So it doesn't reach the core. I always give example, it's like a 6-7 months pregnancy. The baby is just floating round and round in the abdomen, in the womb. It doesn't get fixed for delivery. So what is the use? Unless the baby gets fixed, it doesn't get delivered and take birth. So there are many people in India, especially old people, they go attend every katha of Bhagavat, hours and hours and days and day together, don't miss anything. But they don't miss their serials of TV also, and other things also, and gossip also, and everything. Why there is no change? Because there is no Vaishnava Seva. Vaishnava Seva is the clue, the secret, the Guru Killi, the Chavi of perfection of life. Even if you don't have taste for the holy name, you serve the Vaishnavas, you will develop the taste for the holy name. You will develop hearing the Katha of the Lord. In the real sense, in the mood of absorption, in the mood of getting completely drowned, it is said in Hindi that Katha jo hai wo doob kar kehni chahiye. Aur Katha jo hai wo doob kar sunni chahiye. Hum log Katha so kar sunte hain. Aur bichara Katha kar akela baith kar apne kya karna hai, usko to bolna hi hai. He has to speak. Till we don't develop the knack of listening to Krishna Katha with full attention and full heart and full eagerness and full hunger, it will not have its full effect on you. That is why we must practice to hear. And here our Gurudev, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, has, you know, somehow years after years, has trained us to hear from Him for 6 hours, for 8 hours on Janmashtami. For 6 hours a day, for 7 days in Gaur Purnima, we have got recordings of all those festivals. The Katha would stop 8 days before, and every day three hours, four hours. And then on the fasting day, because it's fasting anyways, it will go for 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, till everybody starts getting up for their seva for Janmashtami in the midnight. Those were the good days, because that trained us, or at least told us, made us understand, this is what is important, to sit in one place, to concentrate, to focus, not to get diverted, not to get distracted, and to hear attentively what has been spoken about Krishna and about His qualities and about His activities. However great services we may do, but we have to develop this habit of sitting and listening. His Holiness Barsana Swami Maharaj was working 3 shifts, 24 hours a day at sometimes in a row, many days without sleeping. But the moment you press a button and start Gaur Leela, he would start talking Gaur Leela hours and hours together. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj who was busy in Radharadhana temple for months and months together, round the clock. Maximum sleep at one stretch is 45 minutes. Otherwise 20 minutes in tits and bits and batches to cover up 3-4 hours a day. But in that also, somebody comes during milking the cow and asks about Krishna story, he would start speaking. Why is that? Apparently he is not serving any Vaishnava there, but he is serving a Vaishnava on whose order he is serving the deities over there. So it is Vaishnava Seva, Guru Seva, following the order of Guru and doing needful. The Seva may not be physical only all the time, may not be Atma Seva all the time. It may be following the words of Guru also. It may be following the words of the Vaishnava also. Whichever way we serve, directly, indirectly, Vani Seva, that gives us that taste. So a person may, it was also told by the authority to people that don't go and ask him Gaur Leela. Then he stops his work and sits and starts telling Katha to people. So don't ask him. It was like a untold injunction. That kind of taste he had, and everybody knew if you tap him, the tap will start flowing immediately. So that is what is important. So in Krishna consciousness, we don't know who is who. Somebody may be appearing in gum boots and, you know, that construction uniform and cap, and looks very bearded and very labor type of personality, working all time, training horses and bulls and so many animals, and doing JCB work of construction, building by hand, crude work also makes you crude. But if one is a devotee and doing it for the pleasure of a devotee, then inside the heart of such a devotee is a deep taste for Krishna Katha. That is the proof. So that's why we say externally we never judge a devotee. Devotee is not judged by how he is dressed or how he talks or how he walks. The devotee is judged by how much eagerness he has to chant the holy name of the Lord and to hear about Krishna any time of the day. How eager he is to do that. That is the criteria of a devotee, being a devotee and being an advanced devotee also. So, tomorrow is Janmashtami. Janmashtami Satra Mudatrotsavam Krishnarchanam Jagaranam Mahafalam Aneka Janmarjita Papanashanam Krishnasya Kirte Shravanam Chakirtanam. There is a very ancient scripture called Vaishnav Matabja Bhaskar, in which this is mentioned that Janmashtami is a very important festival. What one should be doing in this festival? Krishna Archanam. One should serve the deity of the Lord, or things connected to birth festival, one should be serving. Jagaranam Mahafalam. One should be awake, chanting the holy name. It has got Mahafalam. Great benefit. What is the benefit? Aneka Janma Rachita Papanashanam. Sins accumulated for many, many, many lifetimes. Aneka. All are destroyed by observing one Janmashtami Vrata. Krishnasya Kirte Shravanam Chakirtanam. Along with serving, hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, singing about Krishna, dancing in Krishna's holy name, Kirtan. These activities, when they are done, we do every day, but we do specifically, don't fail to do it on Ekadashi, on the Janmashtami day, Mahafalam. Now, what does Bhavishyottar Purana say? It says, Krishna is talking to Yudhishthira Maharaj. What is he saying? Krishna Janmashtami Vrata. Everybody is hearing? I think if you have a notebook, you can write down a notebook also. This is very important. 20 crore Ekadashis, if you do, it is equal to doing one Janmashtami Vrata. Can you repeat, my dear boys and girls? 20 hundred lakhs Ekadashi Vratas, if you do, It is equal to one Janmashtami Vrata. Now 20 crore Ekadashi is, to do 20 crore Ekadashi is how many years you have to live? You can multiply by 15 days. Because after 15 is one Ekadashi comes. So if you multiply by 15 days, how many days? 300 crores of days you have to live. Just imagine. See, our scriptures are not just, you know, throwing something in the air. You have to deeply go and think. 300 crores days is equal to how many months? 10 crore months. 10 crore months divided by 12, that many years. So how many lifetimes, you don't know. Maybe one yuga will pass. Second yuga also will continue. I don't know. And nobody is guaranteeing you that you will take birth again every time as human being, India, India, devotee, devotee, family, family. No guarantee, sir. This is the only guarantee that we have, that we are now devotees, we are now in Bharat Varsha, we are now already in Jeevi, under the shelter of Radhana Swami Maharaj and Prabhupada, and we are already chanting Hare Krishna, we are already having Janmashtami day today. It's all reality today. Tomorrow, next year, nobody knows where you will be. In this body or different body or ghostly body or non-existent. I don't know. So who is the fool who will miss the vrata of Janmashtami? Anybody here want to raise hands? No. Should not. Whatever capacity you have, we should do vrata of Janmashtami. It could be a variety of vratas. Somebody can do nirjala, somebody cannot do nirjala, so he does sajala with water and drink. Or somebody cannot even sajala, very difficult. Then he could do safala, eating with fruits along with that. Or if that also difficult, then you can eat something which is connected to that. Like sabudana khichdi or something simple, vegetables you can have. But do the vrata. How you do the vrata is not important. The mood of vrata is important. What is the mood of vrata? Anybody knows? The mood of vrata is staying constantly close to Krishna. In words, in thoughts, in memories. Smaranam, Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam. These three things minimum. Either you are hearing or you are speaking or you are remembering. These three things constantly is actual upavasa. Rest all physical activities, eating, not eating, drinking, not drinking is all conventional. You can do as per convenience. So this calculation should be always there in mind. How many Ekadashi we can do in one lifetime? In 50 years we can do how many? 24 per month. So in 50 years, 120 Ekadashi. Only 120. In 100 years, only 240. Imagine, the number is so small. And we are talking about 20 crore Ekadashis. So we should grab the opportunity. Why this knowledge is important? Because when we hear, then we get understanding. And know the value. That's why hearing is very important. And only possible in human being, human life. We only can hear and understand, enrich ourselves with knowledge, and then everything that we see can be seen differently. Right? Seeing, just by seeing it, nothing happens. You have to know what you are seeing. Then only you get the benefit of seeing what you are seeing. Next, another important thing which I learnt lately, that Krishna was born on which nakshatra? Rohini. Lord Ram was born in which nakshatra? Oh, we are Krishna devotees. What we do to Ram? No. Lord Ram was born in Punarvasu nakshatra. Lord Krishna was born in Rohini nakshatra. And every nakshatra has four charana. Four charana means four parts, time periods. And Devaki gave birth to Krishna in second part, second charana of Rohini Nakshatra. And Yashoda gave birth to baby Krishna, baby boy, on third part of Rohini Nakshatra. But technically, astrologically, it is explained that if Rohini Nakshatra falls on Shravan Vadya Ashtami, that is Janmashtami day, it is considered to be very, very auspicious, which is not likely that every time there will be Rohini Nakshatra. Okay, so when it is Krishna Ashtamyam Bhaveta Yatra Kalaika Rohini Yadi, even if one Kala, this small part of Rohini and Nakshatra time period is there during Janmashtami time. Okay, అష్టమి టైమ్ రోహిణి నక్షత్ర ఈవెన్ వన్ కళ స్మాల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో ఫాల్స్ విదిన్ ద తిథి ఆఫ్ అష్టమి. ఇట్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి శుద్ధ, మోస్ట్ పవర్ఫుల్. జయంతి నామస ప్రోక్త ఉపేవేశ్యాస ప్రయత్నత. వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ మిస్ సచ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ జన్మాష్టమి వ్రత ఎవర్. అండ్ యు నో టుమారో ఈజ్ శ్రావణ్ వద్య అష్టమి జన్మాష్టమి, హ్యావింగ్ తిథి ఆఫ్ అష్టమి టిల్ వట్ టైమ్? టిల్ 4:13 PM. ఇట్ ఈస్ బిగినింగ్ టుడే at 3:37 PM and still 4:13 PM tomorrow Ashtami Tithi will be there, and Rohini Nakshatra will begin today at 9:18 AM. It will be there till 10:23 tomorrow. That means tomorrow's day Ashtami also is there, Rohini Tithi also is there. So auspicious. And there is third auspicious thing: if Rohini Nakshatra is connected with Mrugashira Nakshatra, there is Mruga Nakshatra when rains fall, you know, Mruga Nakshatra is for rains. If Rohini Nakshatra is next connected on Ashtami day, true Mruga Nakshatra, it is called Sone Pe Suhaga, Dugdha Sharkara Yoga, Multiplication Yoga. And tomorrow at 7:09:23 tomorrow, Mrugashira Nakshatra starts at, is there till 12:08 PM. See, Rohini Nakshatra will begin at 9:18 AM today and will end at 10:23 tomorrow. And then on tomorrow at 10:23, Mrugashira Nakshatra will begin. So tomorrow's day will have Rohini also, Mrugashira also, Ashtami also, all together at least till 10:23 AM. But in Vaishnava understanding of astrology, whatever tithi is there as Suryodaya time, sunrise time, is considered to be old day, and we do our all vidhis, vratas on that particular day. Even if 1 hour the tithi is there on that day and Navami starts, for example, still we do Janmashtami vrata on that day only. That is our understanding. Smart understanding is a little different. So why I told all this thing to you? Am I astrologer? Are you astrologers? No. But still, if we know what we are doing is going to benefit us so much, then our understanding and eagerness will be increasing or not. If I get some knowledge about certain technical aspects of the same thing what you are doing, your eagerness, understanding, your depth of doing it will increase multiple times. Dharmaraj is telling Savitri in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. You know the story of Savitri. Yamaraj is speaking to Savitri. He says, if you are in India, again and again, the glory of people who take birth in India is so much stressed, emphasized. We all are already in India. We don't have to think about India if you are in USA or somewhere. We are already in India, born in India, body of India, vamsh of India, caste of India, all culture of India, everything of India, so many years in India we have lived. If we are in India and if we are human being, if we do Janmashtami Vrata, 100 lifetimes of papas are destroyed by doing Janmashtami Vrata. Now it may be 100, it may be 1000, maybe 10, doesn't make any difference. It is a lot. Accordingly, it is a lot. We may not remember the numbers. If you remember, it is very, very important. That is also enough. You know, because in the beginning stage, we all need some temptation, something which is alluring us, attracting us. This is why Shukadeva Goswami also is telling so many Phalashrutis of so many chapters. He is not telling for Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is a pure devotee. But there are many people in the audience who are of different kinds of spiritualists. They were all not pure devotees. They were yogis, they were dhyanis, they were tapis, they were gyanis, they were karmakandis. There were many kinds of people who were elevated souls. They were not like ordinary materialistic people. They were spiritualists. But they were of different kinds. And all of them were present in the audience. You can't say in audience everybody is a pure devotee, so I speak on the platform of pure devotee, as if everybody is a pure devotee. No, we have to speak in such a way that all categories of people understand what we have spoken. We have got soul children, we have got elderly people, we have got everybody here. What has to be spoken is to be spoken in a way everybody can understand. So that way Shukadeva Maharaj is speaking, and he knows that some people will get attracted to some Phalashruti, some benefits of hearing that katha. So he tells after Gajendra Moksha that if you hear Gajendra Moksha story, then you, if you have any sleep disorder, they will be cured. If you have less sleep problem, you have wakefulness problem, you have bad dreams problem, you have got fear problem in the sleep, you have got illusory problems in sleep, all kinds of 84 disorders of sleep will be nullified. And maybe there is some people here like me who has sleep apnea. They may get, oh wow, let me go and chant, you know, Gajendra Moksha. Even if you chant Gajendra Moksha with the motivation of curing your sleep disorder, it will also give you spiritual benefit what is supposed to be giving. Because in the benefit of Gajendra Moksha, only sleep moksha is not given in that. There are many benefits given in that. But especially when Putana story is told, what is told? Krishna Ratim. If you hear Putana story with faith, you will get Krishna Rati, you will get attraction for Krishna. So somehow, what an intelligent mother does, she will create many food items and mix very nicely one medicine into one food item for the child. So that along with nice food items, the medicine also goes and the child gets cured. So that is Sukhdev, like an expert mother treating the children. So this is the technical information. Now, Parikshit Maharaj, at the beginning of this katha, what is happening? He has been cursed with actually no fault of his. You may say, how much good work he has done for so many years. And with one, you know, something, some slip of activity, something, slip of some karma, some activity, he has been punished for death. Then father also was not agreeable to this kind of harsh treatment. He is Chakravarti Samrat. So naturally he can feel, what wrong I have done. So much good I have done. If something wrong I have done in the grave influence of thirst, I should not be treated so harshly. But he has cursed me for death. But Parikshit Maharaj did not complain at all, which is supposed to be normal. If he would have complained, nobody would have further blamed him for complaining. But the greatest thing which Acharya explained, he did not complain why this happened to me. Why he could do that? Why you will be able to do that in future for anything bad happening to you? Suppose anything bad happens to you and we also are desiring to thank the Lord. When and how we can thank the Lord when bad things happen to me? Only if we know that everything is happening by the will of the Lord. And the will of the Lord is never for bad of any living entity. What to speak of devotees? Devotees and non-devotees alike, everything happens for only good of those who are devotees of the Lord. Everything. So Parikshit Maharaj was on that platform. One can have this understanding when everything is peaceful. Now everything is peaceful. You want to have nice Janmashtami. And you may say, oh, everything is happening by the desire of the Lord. See how nice decoration is taking place. See, so much of contributions have come. So many devotees are there. So many people are working so hard. But if something goes wrong and some disaster takes place, you would say, oh, wonderful, how wonderfully it is arranged by the Lord. We can't say that. But we can say that in the heart of our hearts, if we know that even this disaster is happening by the will of the Lord. And that is for good of the people. Mahabharata war took place. 18 Akshohini Sena died, minus 10 people. So much massacre. But it is for the good of the earth. Because earth was burdened with sinful Kshatriyas, you know, doing something atrocious for the common men in the world. So Lord has to arrange this mass killing so that everything gets purified. When you take weeds out of the field, it is not a harm. It is saving the good crop. The weed may be a lot. Maybe 3/4 of the field is filled with the weeds. And you say, you are destroying all the crop. No, you are destroying the mass weeds so that 25% remaining good crop can multiply and occupy the whole field. So how you see is important. How understanding, what understanding you have is important. So Parikshit Maharaj did not complain or was able not to complain because he had the understanding that my Lord will not do anything bad to me at any time. Next point, Why do we fast on Janmashtami? Very nice point His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explained. To create the mood of Parikshit that he created on the time of beginning of Bhagavatam. What mood he created? What to attain? What kind of mood he created? That same kind of mood is required to go through Janmashtami Vrata. To be able to hear and chant and serve the Lord. That's why you fast. We give up routine activities and try to focus on hearing and chanting the Lord's glories and serve the Lord. The fasting is meant for not only health or some kind of tapasya, some kind of gymnastics, some kind of indriya nigraha. It is there, but it is not meant for that only. The fasting is meant for creating and facilitating the situation of Maharaj Parikshit, which he accepted voluntarily from within. He was not forced. You have to stop eating. If you would have said, keep the juices near me, keep some dry fruits near me, keep something near me, keep towel, keep water, keep gargling things, keep washing face, warm towel next to me, cologne water, towels next to me, I am hearing katha, I may get tired in between. He could have arranged that. It was not forced on him that he had to not eat, not sleep, not drink and only keep hearing 24/7. He could have had, so told, 12 hours per day. Everything is possible because he's a king. But he voluntarily accepted all these things willfully. He for himself created a situation of body, mind and words to absorb the ultimate purpose of life, the ultimate guidance of life which he was going to receive from Sukadeva Maharaj. So fasting is done on Janmashtami day to immerse ourselves in hearing and chanting and serving Krishna. Parikshit fasted till death. We fast till midnight. Parikshit, we fast till midnight and we get Mahaprasadam. Maybe Ekadashi, but very nice Mahaprasadam. Which we are waiting, counting hours, then minutes, then seconds. And we are just waiting for the last drop of Panchamrusa to fall on the Lord and just go and eat. He fasted till death. There was no guarantee. Fasted till death. But it is explained by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj that he received the ultimate Mahaprasad of the union with the Lord in the form of love of the Lord, in the form of kingdom of the Lord. Completely freed from the curse of Takshaka. That happened only as a formality. Only dead body was beaten. So he received, he got the Mahaprasad of death in the form of union of the Lord. In fact, while fasting also, Parikshit Maharaj was feasting every moment on the nectarian narrations of Krishna Katha emanating from the lotus mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Are we relishing Krishna Katha like that while we are fasting? So, why he could fast or continue his fast? Because he was immersed relishing the nectar of Krishna Katha. So, he was not on the bodily platform. He was detached from bodily platform. That's why he was able to continuously hear, and that was like a feast for him. And not even a thought of thirst, even technically or theoretically, touched him. It didn't occur only to him. Oh, I didn't take for 7 days. Oh, it's 4 days now. I didn't even take water. Oh, it's 5 days. I have not slept. That even thought didn't occur him. Okay, imagine his absorption. So we have to try and at least aim or desire that. Okay, maybe 6 hours, maybe 5 hours, maybe 6 hours, 7 hours, maybe it with break of 1 hour, again 6 hours. Am I able to hear and absorb in the Krishna Katha? Because that is the perfection of life. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he is also encouraged by Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadeva Maharaj also came to know the glories of the listener after hearing, after talking only. Na? He also came to know about it when he was interacting with Parikshit Maharaj. He didn't know what kind of audience he has got and how he will be. In fact, he congratulates again and again. Thank you very much. At this time you are asking this question, at this time you are inquiring, oh, how Krishna, how the coward boys told about Agasur's death after 1 year. He was alert. when he was listening. And Sukadeva Goswami mentioned, after 1 year, the coward boys narrated the story of Agasura Vadha to their parents and Krishna Balaram to Nanda Baba and Yashoda. What? After 1 year? Generally, after 3.5 days, I am hearing Krishna Katha. I am hearing that every day in the evening, they would tell everything what happened that day. There was no carry forward, okay, I will tell you tomorrow. Today, I am very tired. I am very hungry. No, they were, before eating their evening makkhan, they were very eager to tell what happened that day. And not to, there is one word in Sanskrit called ahamahamika. Ahamaka means there was competition. You tell or I tell. No, I tell. They were all talking together. And Yashoda Nanda Maharaj, parents of coward boys were like this. Whom to hear? They were, everybody is talking. So much eager they would be. So how can they wait for 1 year? That means it is assuring to Sukadev that my listener is listening. And also happy to pick up that point and ask that question. He's not only listening and okay, fine, 1 year to 1 year. Okay, what's the difference? No, he's asking why 1 year today? And he said, as soon as that question was asked by Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami fainted in ecstasy. He got murcha on that day. Because in answer of that question, was hidden Brahma Sammohan Leela. One of the most esoteric Leela. The last Leela that Prabhupada translated in Bhagavatam was Brahma Sammohan Leela. And Brahma Sammohan Leela is really nectar. I can tell you that. There are so many beautiful aspects and so many beautiful angles and varieties in that whole story. That even Sukadev, even remembering that as answer of the question, fainted. So what happened? Bhagavad Katha ended there? No. Sukadev would undergo that situation. Sukadevji may faint. It was known to Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj had already arranged many musical instruments and people playing the instruments, mainly drums and heavy instruments, not like Shayan Raga instruments or Shayan Raga instruction was not there. The instruction was, as soon as you see my speaker going on right direction or left direction with closing eyelids, you start playing the drums loudly. So they immediately indicated and they did that and immediately zzz, he came back and he started narrating the Brahma Sammohan Leela. So it is not that, oh, good, he went into ecstasy, I got some break at least. I was looking for this break. So don't disturb him, let me go and drink water and come. And after I am ready, then again we'll play the instruments and wake him up. It was not like that. He was thinking, I got so much less time and so much more to hear. So much nectar is flowing and so much more is awaited. And I got such a less time. If I go to sleep or take a break, how much I will miss in between. So instantly indicated the people and they played the instruments and they woke up Sukadeva Goswami. So that is why this is one of best conversation that we ever had in the history of human life. History of humanity. It may be 168 hours. It could have been 1680 hours. It could have been if the curse was not there. Because Uddhav told Bhagavatam to wives of Krishna for 30 days. There is no time mentioned how much time Vyasadeva told Bhagavatam to his wife. There is no time mentioned how much time Lord Shiva took to tell Bhagavatam to Parvati. There is no mentioned how much time Shandila Muni took to explain Bhagavatam to Vajradam Maharaj in Karela, in Vrindavan Dham. But it is mentioned over here. And he knew that time is very short. So you can imagine why this is great conversation. Because so much eagerness for speaker. But before that, so much eagerness for listener to listen, inspiring the speaker to speak, and so much enthusiasm in response of the speaker to speak. There is no laziness or no tiredness in between. And the eagerness on both parties is not momentary. It is increasing exponentially. In a mathematical language, you say exponential growth. 5 raised to 4. 4 raised to 6. Not 4 into 2. Like that enthusiasm is there. And what is coming out is not filmy stories or worldly gossips or Gramya Katha. What is coming out is nectar of Krishna's pastime. Krishna Katha Amrita is flowing from the mouth of Sukadev. So how it begins? That earth took the form of cow. Distressed by the asatya and papa of the arrogant audacious Kshatriya kings on earth. Earth is Dhara. She has got unlimited capacity to hold. Dhara iti, iti Dhara. But she was distressed, although she had unlimited capacity to bear, because she cannot bear asatya and pap. With dharma and satya, she can bear any amount of weight. She is bearing mountains like Sumeru and Himalayas and Vindhya and Sahya. What is the problem? But when somebody goes on wrong direction, asatya, dharma and papa, she is distressed. She took the form of cow. Why she took the form of cow? She could have become a goat also. She is very garib looking, you know, humble looking creature. But why cow? Because she knows Krishna loves cows. Vishnu loves cows. And only cow amongst all the animal is considered to be mother. By human beings also. She goat is mother to the baby goat. Everybody is mother to their own children. But cow is not only mother to her children, but cow is mother to all of us also. Even to demigods, even to Krishna is his mother. And when mother is distressed, the son gets, you know, he melts in the heart when he sees mother suffering. Nowadays it's not so. The children are not bothered about their mothers. They don't care. But ideally speaking, if you see any mother, not only your mother, suffering, then your heart should melt. So she took the form of mother cow. She went to Brahma. Brahma took them to Sri Rudra Sai Vishnu. And then prayers were done to attract the attention of Sri Rudra Sai Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Some prayers are to wake up also. It's like that. So usually what happens? Transcendental message comes from the heart of Vishnu to heart of Brahma. Only for him. And then he decodes the message to all the demigods including earth. And instructions are given what to do. How he is going to solve the problem. So message came and Brahma decoded the message and told everybody. Very beautifully it is explained. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yogo Vrashtabhijayate. All those who are unable to complete their perfection of life in this life of devotion to Krishna, unable to attain the ultimate destination, they take birth into rich families, knowledgeable families, maybe Brahminical families, or in the realm of demigods. So it is explained that time all the demigods were such kind of incomplete yogis. They had taken birth as demigods. And they were instructed, they were standing there in front of Vishnu and Brahma at the ocean of Sri Sagara. So they were instructed by Krishna or Vishnu to take birth in Vrishni family, Kuru family, and Yadav family. In Vrindavan Dham, in Kurukshetra, in Hastinapur, and in Mathura also. They were asked to take positions. So they were the demigods who came down to take birth in Mathura, Hastinapur, Dwarka, Brajbhumi, Mathura, like that. And Krishna said, I will come. And in the course of time, there was a king called Devamida. And Devamida had two sons. One from Kshatriya wife, Churasena. One from Vaishya wife, Parjanya Maharaj. Parjanya Maharaj adopted Vaishya behavior, Vaishya life, cow herding, Vanijya, Krishi Kshetra. But also he is a great devotee of the Lord. It is said he was an ocean of good qualities. So was Churasena, but he adopted Kshatriya culture. He was a very powerful Kshatriya. And Surasen gave birth to Vasudev. Okay? And many others who were mothers of Shishupal and mothers of Krishna's cousins who were all demons in one sense. It's a big family. Ugrasen also is involved. Surasen also is involved. Then Devaki is born in one to Devaka. And Devabhaga. Devabhaga gave birth to Rohini and Uddhava. It's a big, beautiful family tree. I have mentioned in my notebook. Very, all are related only. Nobody is like demon family and devotee family. In one family, devotee demons are together born. That is a sign of Dwapar Yuga. So then, Parjanya Maharaj was in Nandagaon before he shifted to Gokul because of the atrocity of Keshi demon there in Prem Tadaga Tirtha near Pavan Sarovar. He came to Gokul and he gave birth to 5 sons. Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sunanda and Nandan. Nandan Chacha. Here and there Shursen gave birth to Vasudev and Gargamuni proposed for Devaki's marriage with Vasudev and they got married very nicely. Ugrasen was very happy. Ugrasen was Kansa's father. Devaki was cousin sister of Kamsa, daughter of Devaka. Vasudev son of Shursen. So they got married. And already by doing lots of tapasya, Kamsa had gained lot of powers and he was almost ruling the world. By not love and affection, but by atrocities. By butchering everybody, destroying everybody, harming everybody. Anybody is doing tapasya, whether it's a rishi or a demigod or tapasvi, he will just go and behead them. If anybody is not allowing to get beheaded, he will say, surrender to me, become my servant. Come in Mathura and be on my call. So he just went all over the world searching who is doing tapasya, either demon or devotee or common man or tapasvi. Everybody challenged, he fought with them, he killed them or he made them servants. In the process, the biggest demons of the universe, he went all directions on all the planets, defeated them, brought them to Mathura. Some of them intelligently, politically, diplomatically joined hands with him, like Narakasur and Jarasandha. Jarasandha became father-in-law and did not get subdued. And Narakasur shook hands with him. Because Narakasur saw that Arishtasur, Bakasur, Dhenukasur, Shambarasur, all these asuras were under his group, you know, they were together. They were all defeated effortlessly by Kamsa. So Narakasur thought, why should I fight with him and waste energy? Let me make friends. Because he was a group leader of all the demons at eastern Ishanya Desh, Ishanya side, northeast side. Assam, Pragjyotishpur. Okay. So this is Kamsa. He has got urge to fight, urge to control, urge to rule, urge to boss over everywhere. He can't tolerate anybody doing any tapasya to go about him. So already he was ill-famous by all his atrocious activities. And you know, political people, they become ill-famous, but they also keep working hard to bring up their image. So he thought, my sister's wedding is a good time to bring up my image. People will say, how? See, such a big Yuvraj of Ugrasen, he is going to take the reins of horse in the hand. So he took reins of horse in the hand, become Sarathi, removed all the Sarathis, like drivers, you don't drive, I will drive. And people went, wow, look at this, how wonderful it is, how humble he is, how loving he is, how caring he is, how he is expressing his love for his sister. So all that he was achieving, but suddenly there was Akashvani. Who does Akashvani? Any idea? Who has the PA, mic system with him? Public address system kiske paas hai? PA system kiske paas hai? Akashvani is done by demigods. Always. And it never goes wrong. The best part of the PA system of Devatas is always truthful. So again, suddenly Akashvani came. See what a timing actually. Akashvani should be also done in right time. The right effect is achieved. Huh? Maybe if he was at home, maybe he would have acted differently. But here he's in public. Everybody is watching. Brahmanas are chanting mantras. People are dancing, Vandi, Magad are singing glories. And everything is so auspicious, so shubha. And he's also so happy. My image is getting built up on all social media, in public. And that time only, bang. Hey, murk, you foolish person. You are driving a chariot of your sister on her wedding. Her 8th son will be the cause of your destruction and death. So he said, so what? I love my sister. It's okay. Everybody has to die some or other means. I will also die by some other means. But today I will not stop my loving service to my sister. This is what is expected actually.
But what he did, immediately took out his sword. The sword, when he takes out, the whole universe trembles in fear. All demigods tremble in fear when they see the sword, the shining of the sword. That sword he took out for what? To kill a woman. That too, his sister. That too, on her wedding day. Imagine. How lowly one can fall when one is demoniac in consciousness. A devotee, consciousness person, will even at atrocious time, at difficult time, at challenging time, at testing times, will not fall from particular level. But the demoniac person can fall to any lowest level that proves his demoniac consciousness. Otherwise, even from ego point of view, it is not befitting for the prestige of Kamsa to kill a woman, kill his sister, that too on a wedding day. It is told to him by Vasudeva. He stopped him and told him, "Arey, what are you doing?" It did not enter his head. Because his mind was fixed on the selfishness that how can I be killed? I will destroy the cause of my death only. Root say, I will kill the cause of my death. If I kill Devaki, no children will come out. What is put to speak of eighth child? And second thing he is doing, which is not needed to do. As a Kshatriya, as a respectable, prestigious, even though demon, he did not need to hold her hair. Is it true? He could have cut her head off without holding her hair also, na? But he did another atrocious activity of holding her hair. Never a person, even women should not hold the hair of another woman in the mood of hurting or insulting or anything. You know, kumbhing kill everybody here, holds the hair of other woman, that's all right. But even women should not hold the hair of other women for beating or punishing a woman. What to speak of a man holding hair of a woman, of daughter or a brother or sister or a mother or anybody else in the world? Krishna takes it very seriously. Krishna takes it as the biggest insult if somebody holds hair of any woman in the world. That is why Krishna, after killing Kamsa, dragged Kamsa, dead body, by hair. He could have dragged by leg also. Also equally insulting if somebody dragged by leg. But he dragged by hair to tell the world he had held the hair of my mother and pulled her hair. This is the punishment I am giving. Beware of all men, all women, when you hold the hair of any woman. So then somehow on practical level Vasudeva convinced him. How he could convince him? By practical means. And what is the problem? What's the problem? Her eighth child. Is she going to kill you? No. Eighth child will come after 1, 2, 3 years. After seventh, eighth will come. Na? I promise you, I'll give you everything. All children as they are born, I'll give you. वो समय नहीं गुजार रहे हैं मतलब he's not वो समय क्या मतलब वेळ मारून देत नाही तो he is truthful and why Kamsa would have to accept this at that such a crucial juncture of emotional upheaval he's not as in a sabha discussing some nice counseling system is going on no he is talking about his death such a intense event of life and still he believed Vasudev why Because Vasudev was known in the world for his truthfulness, for his being Satya Vachani. So when you are virtuous, virtuous nature or your virtues do affect people, even they are demonic in nature. The power of virtue, the power of being goodness is so great. That even the most negative person on earth was Kamsa that time. Right in front of him with sword in the hand. But his truthfulness affected heart of Kamsa. He put his sword down. He understood that this man if selling, he will bring his sons. And I don't have to worry. When eighth child will come, I'll look after the child. I'll take care of the child. And what is the greatness of Vasudev? Vasudev is balanced in difficulty and in distress also. And in good condition also. Like Yudhishthir. Sthir in Yuddha also. That is Yudhishthir. Vasudev exhibited quality of balanced mind, presence of mind, what to do at difficult situations. On the spot, there is no guru. He is not calling his guru and asking what to do, please guide me. He was so fixed in Krishna consciousness, his Chaitya Guru guided him to speak the way, to save his wife who is a devotee of the Lord, not because of affection as wife. More so, he got the first child, he named the child, he was breastfed for the first time. And he was taken to Kamsa immediately.
with pain in the heart, but word is given. Imagine Maharaj says that is a devotee. He is keeping up his word, not in goody-goody times. He is keeping up his word in the most difficult times of his life. Painful for him. It is said with tears flowing from his eyes like rivers, he handed over his child to Kamsa. And even Kamsa was determined to kill everybody or do whatever he wanted with the children. His heart also melted. Second time. That's why we should remain a good devotee all the times. Simply by the aura of your purity, people's heart may change. Like Kamsa's heart, even if temporarily it is changing or not, he could have mercilessly that time dragged the child and killed the child. But even for a moment of time, he could influence the heart of a person like Kamsa by the power of his purity. So, never give up your integrity. Even if death comes, don't give up your integrity, because with the integrity of Krishna consciousness will attract Krishna and take you back home, back to Godhead. That is the lesson that we have to learn. And then immediately after Kamsa gave back first son to Kirtiman, to Vasudev was taking him back to home, on the way he's thinking, oh, I can't trust this man, he can change his mind anytime. Let us see, at least now I'll take my child home. And Narada Muni says, immediately I went there to provoke Kamsa, to bewilder him by his bewildering talks. And he immediately, Kamsa said, okay. He put 10,000 soldiers, armed soldiers around the house of Kamsa, house of Vasudev, and then decided, no house arrest. Arrest in my karagruha, my jail. Brought him to the jail and killed the first child. And then serial killing, one after another, 6 times. Can you imagine if I, as a grihastha, and my wife was there in the position, would we be creating pregnancy one after another? When we are sure that this 9 months trouble is going to end in disaster, that too not even, not 10-year-old child, and no, immediate on birth the child will be killed. That much was assured that it will happen. Why they continued? Who would continue? Even common sense tells you, if 8 child is going to kill, and that is going to, till 8 child, every child is going to be killed. The best strategy is not to have child. You also live, Kamsa also lives, everybody lives happily. So why did they continue having child? Because they were told that Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will take birth and relieve the earth, not my family, relieve the earth of all the burden of sins. Life will be good for everybody. Everybody will have darshan of the Lord, the Leela of the Lord, and they will all go back to Godhead. So Vasudev and Devaki are not continuing the atrocities on them for their selfish gain of having Krishna as their child. They were considering the welfare of the whole universe. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam consciousness was there in the heart. They were doing that activity for everybody. And by the way, all of us devotees should understand, Paramartha is the best Swartha. When you are on the platform of Paramartha, your Swartha will be first fulfilled by the Lord. Always this is a fact. When you are in service to everybody in the world, neglecting yourself, Krishna will take first care of you. And because you are trying to serve everybody, he'll take care of them also. Like Vasudev Datta, what did he say? Oh my Lord, I am requesting, I have got one request. Please first tell me yes, then I'll tell my request to you. Please tell me. The Lord said, okay, tell. He said, give all the sins of everybody in this world at this moment of time. All living entities, not human beings, to me. Naturally, I have to suffer the reactions of that. Let me go to hell for eternity to suffer the reactions of karmas of everybody on earth today. What did Lord answer? Okay, I grant you your desire. Now you go to hell. I put all the karmas on you. I deliver everybody in the world. But you know what to do? The karma has suffered. You have to go to jail. You have to go to Naraka. Lord said, all of them, all living entities will go back to Godhead as per your desire, and you don't have to go to hell to suffer. I nullify their sinful reactions. Just by the power of purity of your desire, I nullify all their sins. Imagine, the other living entity is not doing anything to nullify their sins. Somebody is desiring so sincerely, truthfully, and the Lord is saying, for your desire, I nullify. So, Apparently, his swartha was to get delivered himself also, which he didn't desire. But the Lord fulfilled that desire, avoided his suffering, and took him also back to Godhead. Say, by your word, Vasudev Datta, I fulfill everybody, send him back to Godhead. And by the way, Vasudev Datta, you are none other than Prahlad. He also told that. So when we take our consciousness away from selfishness to Paramarth, the Lord takes care of your swarth, the first thing. So they are doing that only. They are considering the universal welfare. That's why one after another. So much torture. Looking at the blood spots on the jail wall, the stone there only. He didn't bring the stone and took the stone back and cleaned everything after the whole thing and wait for the next year to next birth. Now everything is lying there only. They live there only. Imagine what kind of life they lived for all of us. How much grateful we should be to Vasudev and Devaki. And then the seventh child came. And already it was planned by Vishnu that Yogmaya, you come. And when my plenary expansion will take birth, take shelter in the seventh child, as the seventh child in the womb of Devaki, to transfer to original mother, Rohini, who is also pregnant in Gokul. Do you know something? Rohini was one of the wives of Vasudev also. He had 16 wives. He sent Rohini to his friend and his brother also, cousin brother, to Gokul. Because he knew that this pregnancy also will be disturbed by somehow, if his mind gets disturbed. So when she got pregnant, he sent her to his friend. And then he was imprisoned. The day Rohini came to Gokul, that same day, Purnamasi came to Gokul with Madhu Mangal. And Madhu Mangal and Purnamasi were great tapasvinis. In Varanasi, they had done a lot of tapasya. She introduced herself to Nanda Maharaj. I want to take shelter because by the order of the Lord, Yogamaya had taken form of Purnamasi to assist in Krishna's Leela. So she entered at the right time. And looking at her, Nanda Maharaj felt very auspicious that my friend's wife has come pregnant and one sadhvi also has come. So immediately built a house for her and sheltered Rohini also. Look at Nanda Maharaj's greatness. Nanda Maharaj celebrated Balaram Jayanti in a very gorgeous way. Not to make Rohini feel bad that her husband is not there and she is giving birth to a child in a different place and he is not there to enjoy the appearance of the birth of a child. He donated 10 lakh cows. He donated umpteen number of jewels, fed thousands of brahmanas, gave them dakshina, made her give dakshina, which is not her property, allowed her to partake of the property of himself, donate heartfully. Not that this much is only for you, we will only this much donate. Donate as much as you want, whatever you want, donate. He gave her nice dress and made her feel happy and tried his best not to make her feel absence of her husband. And that too, husband was not at home somewhere in foreign tour. He was in jail of Kamsa. In that situation, he tried his best. That is social etiquette. Social devotional etiquette. To show concern and love for people who are taking shelter for you. Take shelter of you. So anyway, that happened. And one day, Devaki got a dream that she losing her baby. And she woke up and baby was not there in the womb. She understood. The whole Mathura understood that she had Garbhapat. She had the abortion, whatever. Miscarriage. So Balaram came to purify the womb of Devaki from the six anarthas in the form of six children, prepared the womb for Krishna's arrival, and then Krishna appeared in the heart of Devaki. First he appeared in the heart of Vasudev in the jail. The jail became effulgent. I'm sure you understand I'm going very fast. Things are so beautiful and so beautiful to listen in details, but nonetheless, Krishna chose to come in the heart of Vasudev. He became very beautiful and effulgent. Even the jail became effulgent. Then he transferred himself from the heart of Vasudev to the heart of Devaki. She became extremely beautiful and effulgent. Again, the light that was emanating from her body, it was same. It was still glowing. The whole jail was glowing. And then Krishna entered the womb of Devaki and Devaki became pregnant. And then suddenly all demigods started coming.
She was feeling, am I seeing a dream or am I seeing the dead dream or am I having some illusory feelings or something like that she was feeling. But actually demigods were coming, not touching the feet on the ground. They were in the air and they were circumambulating and they were glorifying the Supreme Lord. And she was wondering why they are glorifying, looking at my womb. Maybe the Lord has come in my womb. She was like, multiple confusing concepts were there. Because of her simplicity, not because of ignorance. She knew Supreme Lord is coming. But it is a, suppose if I tell you that you are going to get a Mercedes car. Very good. But actually when Mercedes car comes and a key is given to you as yours, you have a different feeling. Wow! This is how it feels when you have a Mercedes car. They sold to you, Krishna will come as a child. But now, wow, Krishna has come as a child. How it feels that he is in my womb. How it feels when I am glowing. How it feels to feel the ecstasy of having the Lord in the heart and the womb. The experience is something else. Knowledge is something different. Knowledge is what you listen and anubhuti is from heart that you feel. No need of any explanation. So all that months, all demigods circumambulating and she was feeling divine, divine, divine experiences. All the miseries went away. And then finally, on the day of Shravan Vadya, Ashtami, on the second prahar of Rohini, Nakshatra, in the middle of the night, Sri Krishna appeared. How he appeared? Four-armed, fully developed form with cascading curly hair on the shoulders, with Vaidurya Mani Mukuta, with Vaijayanti Mala in the neck, with Kaustubh Mani, with Srivatsa Chinna on the chest, with shining Pitambar, like hundreds of suns, yellow garment, Adariya Vastra, Uttariya Vastra, and Shankha Chakra Padma Gata, the ornaments of Vaikuntha, with all the opulence of Vaikuntha, he appeared in the jail of Kamsa. Why did he come that way? Because Devaki and Vasudev were fearful of Kamsa. No doubt about that. They were not fearful for their selfish purposes. They were fearful for their children. And also Devaki and Vasudev had Vatsalya Bhav. So also they were worried. So to assure them, Krishna came in four-armed form. And to assure them, he spoke also to them of the past three lifetimes story. He said, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do not fear. I came as your son, not only first time. This is the third time I am coming. First time, you were Prushni and you were Sutapa. Sutapa man and Prushni woman. And I came as Prushni Garba. Second time, I came as younger brother of Indra. As Kashyapa and Aditi's daughter, a son. That is you Kashyapa and you Aditi. You came as Aditi and you came as Kashyapa. And I took birth as Upendra. And I subdued the pride of Bali Maharaj and relieve the demigods. And now I am coming third time as your son, as you Vasudev and you. You had performed 12,000 years of celestial years of tapasya by just eating the leaves which fell from the tree, not that plucking from the tree, which fell from the tree. 12,000 years celestial, 6 months is one day. And as a result of that, I had come as Prushni Garbha and then I had result as Upendra. Vamandev. So I owe you, I love you, I am your eternal son, I am coming again and again, do not fear. It is said, Vasudev got completely free of fear immediately, but not Devaki. Why? Because Devaki's Vatsalya is considered to be higher than Vasudev's Vatsalya. In the hierarchy of Vatsalya, Yashoda is on top. Who is the next one? Who is the next one in line? Not Nanda Maharaj. All the elderly gopis. The wife of Upananda, wife of Abhinanda, wife of Nandan Chacha. All those ladies, gopis, had Vatsalya Bhav more than Nanda Maharaj. Then third comes Nanda Maharaj. Then fourth comes Devaki. Then comes Vasudev. And then comes Kunti. And then all the other people. So Devaki, because of her deeper affection than Vasudev, even though she saw Krishna and Vishnu in four-armed and he was talking to them and it's like obvious thing that he has come. Still she said, you please come, he is after you, he is looking for you, he is your enemy, he may kill you, come in the two-armed form in the lap, I'll hide you in my veil and feed you, please come. First she said, I want to feed you. So he said, I want to get fed by you. He said, how will I feed this such a big form? You come as a suitable form. So before taking that form, he assured them, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. And he said, my dear father, take me to Gokul. Once I become small baby, take me to Gokul. And immediately became small. The forearm form disappeared. So the difference between the Vatsalya of Yashoda and Devaki. Yashoda, the baby came in two-arm form. But Devaki, forearm form, because she had to be assured. She was in Aishwarya Vatsalya. That is why she had to be assured that I am that Vishnu who is the Supreme Lord. Don't worry, I have come to do my mission here. And then it is said she fed the baby on the breast one time. And immediately with the stone in the heart, she was given, baby was given to Vasudeva. Vasudeva put on the basket and started moving. He could have said, okay, I will go next morning. At least he could have said that when he came out. When he came out, what he saw? It was a month of rain. Now also it's month of rains only. So it was raining very heavily. All the clouds were waiting on behalf of Indra to shower their happiness on earth. Jamuna was waiting to, you know, what do you call, to swell and swell and swell with hundreds of waves to express her love and eagerness and anticipation of her dear husband Krishna coming. So everything was at peak. All the six seasons, which usually come 2 months at one time, only one. All six seasons came together to show their best performance, best demonstration to please the Lord. But technically it was very overwhelming rain. It was, it said, thundering and showering Vari Bindu, very, very mild Bindus. As soon as he came out, showering like cats and dogs. So he could have turned, U-turn and said, tomorrow morning when it subsides, I'll go. Why did he continue? It is the order of the Lord. It cannot be delayed and fulfilled only in a suitable atmosphere. It cannot be waited. He was told, take me immediately to Gokul. Immediately means in Andhi, in Tufan, in volcano, in tornado, in every situation. You may die, but you have to fulfill the order. This is dedication of Vasudev. To the order of Krishna. He came out by the power of Yogmaya, everything opened. When you are following the order of Krishna, everything falls in place for you. What is needed for you, by you to serve Krishna, he is arranging automatically. He didn't find, where is the key, where is the key? Krishna, you told me to take me, take you. But you are not given the keys. I am locked here. There are chains on my body also. All chains fell down. All the doors opened one after another. As he was walking, they were opening. So don't worry. Order may be difficult, but Krishna will support us by creating favorable situations to fulfill his order if we are so keen on following his order. What is required is determination to follow the order. Krishna will fulfill all the requirements of necessity. And then he came out. I don't know how much time, 9:40 already ho gaya idhar. Maybe 5 minutes more. Chalo. So, the Srishti was decorated like a newly about to get wedding, you know, Navavadhu, like a lady about to get married. So bedecked with so beautiful situations. The most amazing thing is the sadhus were threatened by Kamsa. You ever light a fire for yajna, ever chant a mantra for demigods, the oblations, I will kill you. So nobody had lit fire for years. Since the whole thing, announcement happened, Mathura Nagari became like a ghostly Nagari. Either sadhus were killed or they were redundant, hiding in the caves, not chanting any mantras, not firing, offering any oblations to fire. Suddenly now in the middle of the night, they started offering, they lit their fire by mantra. And started swaha, swaha, which they were prohibited. They got tremendous inner strength just by the power of appearance of Krishna in the Karagraha. And they fearlessly started offering mantras. To the extent in the night time, there is quietness. In the quietness, there were resounding mantra sounds in the atmosphere. That is in Mathura, where Kamsa is there. But by power of Yogamaya, all the Peredar, all the guards, even Kamsa, whole Mathura Nagari were sleeping, except Vasudeva and Devaki on this side. Then Krishna, when he appeared, he sent Lakshmi, go to Gokul and get ready for my birth celebration. I am coming tomorrow. Tomorrow is my birth celebration. There should not be any dearth. So Lakshmi Devi, taking a lotus in the hand, dancingly crossed over Jamuna and went. All the lotuses blossomed. because they thought our mistress Kamalini, who stands in Kamal, who holds Kalash in the hand, Kamal in the hand, we are the part and parcel of our existence, and our mistress is coming, so they all blossomed. At the same time, another reason for blossoming Kamala is that moon thought the Supreme Lord is appearing in my Vamsha. There are two Vamshas, Chandra Vamsha and Surya Vamsha. Surya Vamsha, Lord Ramchandra and Radharani took birth. Chandra Vamsha, Sri Krishna took birth. The Supreme Personality of Godhead with all the Purna Purushottam aspect, He is appearing in my Vamsha. Why I should be half of Ashtami? This is the only time in the whole creation time Chandra became full on Ashtami day. He chose to break the rule for the pleasure of the Lord. So all impossible things can happen if Lord's mercy is there. All impossible things become possible by the power and mercy of the Lord. So Chandra became full. So lotus flowers thought that sun has arisen in the morning. Surya ka uday ho gaya hai. So lotus flower, they close when sun sets and they open when sun comes. So they thought sun has come, so they opened. So there are many reasons. Birds started chirping. It is said that Kamala, they grow, they open up in the daytime when sun comes. And when the moon comes, Kumud comes. So there is another lotus flower, lily, water lily. They blossom when Chandra comes. But Chandra induced lilies and sun induced Kamalas. Both were blossoming in the middle of the night. The sleeping birds were chirping in the night, which is not also known. The trees were giving flowers and fruits. Generally don't give in the night, but they were all blossoming flowers and fruits. Fragrance was going everywhere. And Yamuna was eager to touch the feet of her beloved. So she was rising and rising, and he could have still stopped till it stops, but she was rising, he was walking. He was not stopping, she was not stopping, rising. And she was eager to touch the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord was knowing that my Yamuna is eager to meet me. So one story says, he took his feet out and the feet touched the water. Another story tells, he jumped in the water. How much dear Yamuna is to Krishna, you imagine. Yamuna became instant Charanamrita by giving bath to Krishna instantly, immediately after birth. Maybe he is not given cleansed like other babies. He doesn't need to be cleansed. But he took bath immediately in the midnight in Yamuna. And Yamuna became forever Charanamrut. Not only one time, many times he jumped in the water and did so many lilas of Madhurya, Ras, Sakya and all kinds of lilas in Yamuna water. And two things happened together. He jumped, water became Charanamrita, and water also separated, giving path to Vasudev. And in the meantime, Vasudev was shouting, Koilo, Koilo, Lala ko Koilo. And suddenly, water divided and he caught Krishna in the hand. Before that, I forgot to tell you one thing. As soon as he came out of the jail, it was raining, so Ananta Shesh immediately covered him for the umbrella. The Acharyas explained that as soon as you serve Krishna, you want to serve Krishna, you get immediately protected by Baladev, Ananta Shesh. He's always with you when you are desiring to serve Krishna. Because his mission is to serve Krishna, all five rasas, constantly serving Krishna by hook or crook. And so anybody serving Krishna also is there too. So he didn't know that why I got umbrella. But he was following behind the humble servant of Vasudev, because Krishna was in his hand or maybe on his head. And then he crossed and he went. He was alone, awake. Everybody was sleeping there also by the power of Yogmaya. And Vasudev, Yashoda Devi, in all this time period in between after the birth of Devaki Krishna, Yashoda in third prayer of Rohini gave birth. And they all fell asleep by the power of Yogmaya. Everybody, to the extent Yashoda did not even know, she delivered one or two babies. But she had delivered two babies. Tomorrow I will tell the story to you. So Vasudeva was told to bring the girl and keep the boy. He kept the boy. The boy merged in the boy who was born in the lap of Yashoda. And in the resultant, two babies remained, boy and a girl. And he was told to bring girl. So he picked up the girl and he came back. Again Yamuna gave road. And here he crossed Yamuna, came back. Doors were open. As he entered, every door got automatically closed. Entered the fast. Last one, chains came on his body. They got locked and the baby cried. See, the baby Krishna did not cry when he was born. All the way also he did not cry. That baby Krishna also did not cry. The baby girl also did not cry. This baby boy also did not cry. They merged, they did not cry. They kept silent. The baby
girl came back all the way, did not cry. Only on reaching the final chamber, she cried. This is the arrangement of the Lord, perfect arrangement. And all those who were dead asleep, they woke up. Now when the chains fell off, door opened, they didn't wake up. They ran to Kamsa to tell, eight child is born. So Kamsa in the middle of the night came running, dragged the baby. He said, no, she's a girl, not a boy. I will marry this girl to your son. When you'll get a son, I will get her married to you. Don't worry. He said, no, I don't take chances. Devatas are vamatogati. You can't trust them, what they will do, what disguise they will do. I will not take chance. So he pulled her by feet and about to smash on the same stone. She slipped because she's not any ordinary child. Went in the sky, assumed eight armed form with all eight weapons and said, you fool Kamsa, your death has taken birth somewhere else. Soon you will die. Why are you harassing your sister and your brother-in-law? Immediately that great demon, appearing so powerful and cruel, became humble and started crying and fell at the feet of Devaki. This is the last point I will tell. Suddenly the atrocious looking Kamsa of all these years suddenly became humble and started shedding tears of repentance and fell down at the feet of Devaki and narrated philosophy. If you read the philosophy alone, stand alone, you will feel that a great realized soul, Vaishnava, is talking this philosophy. We are not the controllers. We are not the doers. We are just katputlis. We are just the puppets in the hands of time. And time is running the show with us. And we are helplessly forced to act accordingly as per the will of the time. So I was not the doer. I was just being used by the Kala. So please forgive me. I didn't kill your children. Please forgive me. And Devaki forgave him. If any of the women here or any of the men were there in the position of Devaki, they would not have lost the chance to kick Kamsa on the face. The only chance of my life to take all the revenge. But Devaki did not do that. Any reason? Anybody can tell the reason? Why Devaki, when she had full chance to kick Kamsa on the face, only once in lifetime to take revenge of all her children's murders, she didn't do that? Acharyas explained that she had just seen the Supreme Lord a while ago. Maybe you can calculate few hours going, coming, but middle of the night she had seen Krishna. When you see Krishna or when you realize Krishna in the heart, all the negative impressions, your sorrows, your miseries, your worry, your vikaras, everything is wiped off. All past impressions of insults, revengeful, pratishodh, bhavana, everything is destroyed just by the appearance of Krishna. When you accept Krishna and realize Krishna, you and me also will be released of all negative impressions. And only what will remain is love, compassion, humility. All good divine qualities will be only there in magnanimity. All negative qualities will be wiped off. So if at all there was some sorrow or anger or some revengeful attitude, it was also wiped off by darshan of Krishna. So what remained was only compassion and love. The person who did the worst atrocities to you, she immediately forgave her. Forgave him. And he went back. I feel he was a pure devotee at that time. For some time, he was suddenly a pure devotee. He surrendered to a devotee. He begged forgiveness. He received the blessings of a sister, the pure devotee Devaki. Everything was perfect. And the Devi also acted perfectly to make him pure devotee by threatening him. She also spoke very harshly with him. This is how it is. But the very next morning, by Kusangati, again he became a demon. For that night he was a devotee. If he would have died at that night, he would have gone back to Godhead. But he chose to report to his demonic friends and they just gave him a lot of courage to become demon again. So that Krishna can mercilessly kill you in a way. So this is how Sri Krishna came. It's such an eventful activity. It's not like, I ever gay. It's like so many things are happening. So many lessons to learn and so many activities as such. Simply to deliver you and me, all of us. So why we should lose the chance? Krishna has taken so much trouble. With so much of benediction, 20 crore Ekadashi, so many things are already there. Just takes us to take it up and do the vrata. And celebrate Krishna's birthday full-heartedly. And not once in a year. every day by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Whenever you chant the name of the Lord, light comes, enlightenment comes. It's already also exhibiting here. See, light is coming. That light will be shining in the heart of all of us, of joy and happiness and love and affection and service to the Lord. It will make our life complete and happy. Sri Krishna can appear in the heart every morning. Janmashtami can be every morning, every moment of our life. When you chant the holy name with full faith, love, affection, surrender and obedience. Let us all take the best of the things. Prabhupada has taken so much trouble himself also. Krishna has taken so much trouble to take birth. Krishna has taken so much trouble to take birth. And Prabhupada has taken so much trouble to tell you how he has taken birth. To give Krishna to you. Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakti ase. That personality with his shakti has given Krishna to us. You have to just take it and be grateful, express our gratitude by taking it. Making our life successful. As I told you, when we are thinking of others, our life becomes successful first and then every other person also is benefited. Universal benefit is there. Bolo Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question allowed? Anyway, you must be overwhelmed. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hari Bol.